take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Karen. Good morning.
Morena. Good morning.
You brought a book in today for us?
I have indeed.
A special treat, a bit of a heads up onto some hot literature.
Hot literature. That's what we do. The book.
Pretty looking book.
Pretty looking book.
Pink.
It's a
beautiful sunset on the cover.
Very striking pink cover, but it's not pretty on the inside.
Oh!
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Indeed.
I see where that comes from now. Yes.
So the book is called Milkman, and it's by Anna Burns, and it just won the Man Booker Prize.
Milkman. Now, see, that seems fair. It seems like
an
offensive sort of, you know.
I know. I'll read out the first line, eh? Because it's
the
such
first
a colour.
Line.
Yeah, it's a colour. It's
straight.
A colour.
Okay.
The day somebody mixed somebody put a gun to my breast and called me a cat and threatened to shoot me was the same day the milkman died.
And thus the tale begins.
But
they called him a cad. Really?
Cat.
A cat.
Yeah. But the milkman in question.
You think maybe misheard that?
He's not really a milkman. He's actually a terrifying, menacing senior paramilitary figure.
What? That cover does not represent that at all.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
And this book, it's just one of the most prestigious literary prizes in the world, the Man Booker Prize.
Did it win it?
It won it.
Woohoo!
It was the winner, and it's the first.
Do you know, every single time I've ever bought a winner of that,
yep.
I've never been disappointed. It's
amazing.
Nothing but sensational.
Yeah, totally. Poking around the corner. But this will polarise readers, and that's what
I love about it.
It's not a middling, polite, easy read that you'll read and forget about.
Why would you want to read that?
It will get under your skin.
When you say polarising, do you mean some people love it, some people hate it?
Yeah.
I'm looking at your body language, and I'm saying it was...
So where do you sit?
Arms tightly crossed.
Yeah, I loved it. I think it is amazing, and it's such a worthy winner. I think it's so cool. It won.
Do you? Will it be is it a spoiler to sort of say where it goes that makes?
Yeah,
it,
yeah. So I'll just tell you
right,
a bit.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, please.
What
go
it's
ahead.
About? It's set in an unnamed Northern Irish town, but you know it to be Belfast.
Okay. And okay, straight away again.
During the politically turbulent time
of the
Troubles.
More ingredients in the...
The Troubles. The Troubles. And the milkman in question, he becomes obsessed. He's a middle-aged man. He gets obsessed with our unnamed 18-year-old narrator. And there's no names in this book, so she's just known as Middle Sister. And he stalks her. And then she becomes the victim of gossip around town. Her ex-brother-in-law actually starts the rumour that she's having an affair with this much older man. And she's actually not. It's unwanted attention.
Hold on, her ex-brother-in-law.
Ex-brother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Split up from her...
family troubles.
The sister. Yeah. Family troubles as well as political troubles. And it's really intense. It is really menacing and terrifying. And it touches on, I guess, the Me Too kind of thing and gender politics, unreliable and reliable narrators. But also it's a cautionary tale.
Unreliable
of
and reliable
really?
Narrators.
Unreliable
really?
And
so
reliable
is it set,
narrators.
In the now, in the present?
Well, it's set during the time of the Troubles, which was the 30-year political conflict,
yeah.
Which was, I guess, late 1960s to late 90s. Yeah. So it's very vague, but you know that this is what's happening.
It's like that's the reality for a couple of generations of people over there, right?
It's like a foreshadowing.
Yeah,
totally. And it's just the whole kind of political... It's just really just divided, you know, like it's a time of political division and everything in here, you know, you just get the sense that everything is really freighted with political significance. So you have the right butter, the wrong butter, the tea of allegiance, the tea of betrayal, their
really?
Shops and our shops, and everything is sort of charged with kind
we
of
don't really,
implied...
We don't really know that... sort of issues do we have here?
What kind of butter you buy is your political allegiance. And there's just it's just charged with a kind of political violence and really powerful kind of psycho-political atmosphere. It's just so
Once again, none of this is reflected on the cover.
On the cover, which is a...
And even the author's name, Anna Burns. Milkman, Anna Burns. It's not an offensive name. It's a very pleasant name.
So would you class it as a thriller?
No, it's definitely literary fiction, but it just has a really intense kind of atmosphere. And I think it's really great that it won the Man Booker Prize, because you know when a book wins that prize, everybody rushes in to see what all the fuss is about, and it opens up the audience to books that they wouldn't normally read.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know, like I'm just seeing everybody buying this book, and it's really cool that they're taking a punt on something that they might not otherwise buy, and it's really cool seeing it out there. And there's been heaps of talk about this book, about readability, because...
I was going to ask that, because it's in that nice big comfortable size.
Nice big comfortable size, but you can see there's no real paragraph breaks.
So that's very man booker.
So it's very...
It is, isn't it? You know, they do think they appreciate things like that.
There are a few. So it's very almost stream of consciousness, and people have been saying, "Oh, it's a hard read," and I just think that's nonsense. No, it's not
stream of consciousness. I mean, it's very hard to find a stop point or to find a break point.
You just keep going.
Yeah. Is that because you are an avid reader, or is that like would any someone who maybe doesn't read as frequently? Do you think they would find it a hard read?
I wouldn't have a clue. I'd just hope they'd give it a try.
Yeah.
I mean, what I think and my take on it is that once you plug yourself into this book, you're away, you're in the zone, and you know, like I don't really notice things like that. And I found it really readable. And also, it's really cool that this author, Anna Burns, has won. It's the first time a Northern Irish author has won the Man Booker Prize. But she, in the acknowledgements, thanks her local food bank. So she was kind of living in poverty, and Milkman took quite a while to read to write because she had was living with chronic pain. And, you know, been on benefits and things like that. And I just think it's really cool that, you know, a lot of the arts these days kind of exclude people that are working class. And it's very much, it can be for people of privilege, I guess.
Does that, do you think that contributes to winning the Man Booker Prize as well? Like the history of the, you know, the background of the author?
No, I don't actually.
I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. But
I really, really, really don't actually. And the interesting thing is that the books that were on the shortlist, the longlist books, there were two really big sellers in the UK. Two of the books, a pretty straight crime book called Snap, and one called Normal People, who is one of my favourite books of the year. And they were the best sellers in the UK, and they didn't even make the shortlist. So I think they've kind of bypassed readability, and they're kind of going for maybe, you know, just craft.
Sure. Yeah, craft. Yeah, celebrate the craft.
Celebrate the craft.
Right on.
So I think that's really interesting. Great book. It kind of reminds me a little bit of another book that was shortlisted.
I don't know if I've seen you so passionate about a book.
Really?
And you're very passionate about books.
I'm a passionate woman.
You've got a lot for this book, haven't you?
I just think it's really great. Yeah, cool. It's really great and challenging, and you know, you can just get stuck into it. And I just love, for me, it was the atmosphere, that menacing. Right.
Is it written, if it's in Northern Ireland, it's not written in Northern Ireland
the
vernacular,
dialect,
is it?
No, it's not. That would be cool, though.
I think I'm going to read it.
It would be cool, but that could be difficult, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to read it?
I think so, yeah.
Are you already unsettled enough with that TV show you've been watching?
What have you been watching?
You've stopped watching?
Yeah.
What have you been
Haunting
watching?
Haunting of Hill House.
We don't need to come back over
the Hill
this
of the
again.
Haunted
we've been
Harry,
over this a number of times.
Harry Potter's Haunted something, right? Was it?
The Hill of the Haunting of Hill House.
the horn on top of the hill, that is the house of the...
I feel triggered. It's
hard out.
Scary.
Yes.
Scary.
But she shut down on it. She didn't even get finished.
No.
I might finish it. I'm not sure.
This is the thing with TV. Whereas a good book, now you can finish that.
Especially one with no paragraph breaks.
Well, that's why I asked you, is this a thriller? No, we're safe.
Yeah. It's got that very intense atmosphere. Yeah. Very oppressive and claustrophobic.
Now, you had a song request.
Oh, yes. Yep. So, Northern Irish. I thought, well, why not go with a classic by The Undertones, Teenage Kicks.
Good call.
John Peel's favourite song. He would play it twice in a row.
Wow.
So Milkman, available now by Anna Burns.
That's the one. $33, I think.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
She was mad, she looks so good. I wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through the night. I'm gonna call her on the telephone. Have her over cause I'm all alone. I need excitement, oh I need it bad. And it's the best I've ever had. I wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right.
Loose Reads.